Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
How you doing, everybody? Glad to be here. I am not artificial intelligence. I'm a real human being. I'd like to go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, where the Lord talks about perilous times through Paul, but I want to focus on one. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those who are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Here's a deception, gang. Every one of those attributes that I just mentioned, as an example, covetousness, boasting, unthankful, unholy, no natural affection, fierce, despisers of those that are good. The deception's going to be, in the last days, these type of activities, the people will still have a form of godliness, just like Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah, we were told they were religious people. They had solemn feast days. They had sacrifices. They had new moons. They had all of it. Yet they were so degenerate, it was off the charts. And Paul's warning us right here, it's going to be the same way in the last days as it was in Noah's time, as it was in Sodom and Gomorrah's time, where people are going to, quote unquote, say they're religious. And yet these are the activities that are going to take place. You scratch your head. How does a homosexual ever become, you know, the minister? How on earth did this happen? This is what we're told. This is what we are told right here. And here we go. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. You know, the power is Jesus Christ. The power is the Word of God. This is like making a god out of the stained glass windows, making a god out of everything religious, making a god out of seminary, the clam bakes, the baked goods, the bingo, and forgetting about the power who is Jesus. That's what this form of godliness is. Very deceptive, and the demons love it. Because you still say you're a Christian, but in everything you do, you deny him. Practically worse than a hypocrite. Because you're so deceived, you think you're doing good. When you're actually couldn't be further from the truth. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power of thereof, such turn away. Beware of this activity, people. Beware of it. Even now, I started out by talking about artificial intelligence. There are preachers that are asking artificial intelligence, write my sermon. And they'll write it perfect. Absolutely no prayer involved. No sacrifice involved. No experience involved, but yet everything is going to sound great. This is the great deception that's taking place as we speak, people. We have an enemy. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy. You have an enemy called Satan that wants to knock your block off even as we speak. They had a board meeting this morning discussing your soul. Because we are warned, Beware of the schemes of the devil. Therefore, they're discussing you and I right now, how to knock us off the narrow gate. This is true. This is true. And one of the ways they do it is through a form of godliness. Oh, I'm a good Christian. I'm a good this. I'm a good that. There is no good outside of the power of the living God. That's the objective of the Holy Spirit, to give us power over the enemy, to give us the power to deliver ourselves from the noose of the enemy. And it warns about this particular demon. And women, please listen up. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts. Probably women that are running, you know, the bus ministry, women that are running the clam bakes, baked goods, women that are running everything, yet absolutely absent of the power of God, absent of the convictions of Jesus Christ, absent of obedience to the gospel that is given to you through the power of the Holy Ghost. Yet everything is checkmarked as far as the religiosity goes. These are silly women laden with lusts. They go to the church. They walk in the building. They do all the right things. They have the right Bible verses memorized. Yet they're just loaded with weakness, no strength, no ability to overcome sin, no faith. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, laid away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Gang, you could go to 150 years of college. You could go to college for eternity and never come to the Lord. The Lord wants a broken and contrite heart. And he's going to and fro, it says. And he doesn't come by observation. No, you can't say, well, I have to go here to meet Jesus, or I have to go there to meet Jesus. The kingdom of God is right within you. That is the simplicity that a form of godliness will try to take away. A form of godliness will tell you, you have to go to this church. You have to follow these rules. This is how we kneel. This is how we, you know, do this and that. These are the prayers that we say. Headquarters just told us what to say this week. This is a form of godliness without any conviction, without any obedience, just following the church rules that the church boss sets. So you keep learning, you keep learning, you keep learning. You listen to all the tapes, you listen to all the sermons, but you're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You know, the knowledge is, this is all about the cross. It's too simple. This is all about what took place on a cross. The whole story is about a cross, where Jesus Christ, the Lamb, the sacrifice from the Father's word, that's what makes Jesus Christ God. It's the Father's word put into flesh. That's what makes Jesus Christ man. The word became flesh so he could be the ultimate sacrifice on a cross for our sins. Now, because of his death, this thing called the power of God, the authority of God, is set loose in your heart. That gives you a conviction and gives you the power to walk the narrow gate. Because everything in this world, comforts are a wide gate, sensuality is a wide gate. Look what's on TV. Look what's on the internet. Look at all the sports. Look at everything. Me, me, me. Enjoyment, enjoyment, enjoyment. What's in it for me? What tastes good? What looks good? What feels good? Wide gate. Wide gate. But when you lay your life down for your Father in heaven and for your fellow neighbor, when you quit focusing on sensuality and how's it feel, does it feel good, when you get away from all that, you start learning about the knowledge of God, that this is not your world. You're a pilgrim and a stranger passing through. This is what the Lord is warning us. And Paul here went on to tell Timothy, but thou hast fully known my doctrine. This is verse 10. The manner of my life, the purpose of my faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions. Paul is naming the laundry list of the things that followed his obedience. And this, somewhere along the line, will follow your obedience and follow mine. At some point in time, rubber will meet the road. I don't care if it's with a family member. I don't care if it's with a foe, a neighbor. Somewhere, you are going to have to stand up for the Lord. And you will, as Paul did, suffer some type of persecution. Now, I don't know what the future holds. It might be an actual physical persecution. And it seems like it's heading that way. It seems like they're trying to turn God's word into hate speech as everything gets flipped upside down, as sin becomes edified and truth becomes vilified. It says here, yes, and all that will live godly in Jesus Christ shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Christian, you better get quiet with yourself. I better get quiet with myself. We are navigating through a landmine in these last days. A landmine of things that are taking place. A landmine in medicine, education, politics, religion, whatever it might be. We better keep this walk simple, that I have a creator and I am a creation. That I have a potter and I am the clay. That I've been reborn and I am a new creation in Christ. Old things have all passed away. All things have become new. And there's one day that matters, and that is today. We read in Hebrews that David limited salvation to one day. He said, today, do not harden your heart like they did during the time of testing in the wilderness, and they could not enter into God's rest. We want to enter into God's rest by realizing today is the day of salvation. Quietness will be, and confidence will be your strength. You are a soldier, and do not entangle yourself with the things of this world. Be a good soldier. Endure hardness. Enduring hardness means enduring temptations. Watch it. Watch your ears. Watch your eyes. Watch what you get involved with. Watch what your hands do. Watch what your feet do. Wherever this carton goes, this thing you live in, it is the temple that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit live inside. And they all want to fellowship with you. Stay in Christ. Stay buried in Jesus. Fight the good fight of faith. And today is the day of salvation. And God bless you all. And amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.